A local nonprofit wants to build affordable housing for homeless veterans. And as Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton tells us, the plan is to build tiny houses on property owned by the city near downtown. That's this week's Business Brief. And David, the Jacksonville Daily Record broke this story about the Clara White Mission and some property that's currently owned by the city. What is there right now?
Right now, there's Genovars Hall, or what is left of Genovars Hall there, and some vacant property. This is property either, I believe, across the street from the Clara White Mission or right near it. And it's pretty ambitious what they want to do. They want to build these tiny houses to house homeless veterans. And the idea is to take the old structure and turn it into a community center. This structure is very important, I think, to Jacksonville, especially in La Villa. It's one of the only historic structures that's left in La Villa from when Jacksonville in the 90s decided to raise a lot of the stuff over there. So it's an ambitious plan for sure.
So it would incorporate the community center as well as a bunch of these tiny houses. How big is a tiny house?
Oh, these things are like 200 square feet, something like that. They're very small. And it would be like a village, I guess you could say. Now, they've had some informal talks with the city about this. This is city property that's within the Downtown Investment Authority's boundaries, so they would have to work with the city to either purchase that property or work out some other development agreement there. I believe the property has to be rezoned as well. And so there are some steps, but it's great that this is being talked about because I think the Clara White Mission has been trying to get up to this point for quite some time.
This story has gotten some attention outside of Jacksonville since it's been published. Why do you think there's that attention across the state?
Well, I think the Clara White Mission has a fairly good reputation within the nonprofit community. I think anytime you are dealing with homeless veterans issues, especially around a midterm election, it's going to get some coverage. But also this idea that somebody's trying to be proactive about helping the homeless. And also homeless veterans. I think that there's so many transients in downtown Jacksonville that are within that area there that just need some direction. And it's just an innovative way. I think that's why it's getting so much coverage.
What are the next steps for the project?
So the next step is to have more formal meetings with the Downtown Investment Authority. They've got to work out a business plan. It's not going to be cheap. Genovars Hall is in very bad shape. That is going to be a huge restoration project. I mean, it's a historic structure, so there's a lot of things that they have to go through. And, you know, funding is going to be an issue, I think. How are they going to pay for this? And hopefully we'll get to see some pretty pictures soon and a plan in place.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton on the plans by Clara White Mission to build a village of tiny houses for veterans in La Villa. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief.